Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Here at Sheerlux, we produce a lot of content. But sometimes, words on a page don't quite do a piece, a product, a brand, a new restaurant, a concept, you get the picture, justice. In this podcast, we're attempting to do just that. So welcome to the Sheerlux Weekly Highlights podcast with me, Georgie Corridge-Cole, Astrid Carter and Maya Lackey.
So first of all, we're going to talk about Beulah London, who, as we titled it, have launched what we think is their best collection yet. The brand was started by two girls who I think had spent quite a lot of time in India, and the idea was to raise awareness or support the victims of human trafficking.
Yeah, it's that kind of fashion with a conscience. That's what they launched as, and it's been around for quite some time now. I think Kate Middleton was a big fan.
Yeah, and Pippa, and they're really well connected girls, and they've had it on Good People, and I think they probably got quite a lot of press based on who'd worn it, like lots of brands.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But actually, this is the first time where I've really looked at the brand and thought, I love that, and it's bang on, and it's lovely prints. And
it is such a beautiful collection.
It is. Your friends go, where did you get that from?
Yeah.
I need to have it.
It is. It's kind of a bit more Rixa. It's, you know, it's a bit more...
It's of that ilk. Like,
yeah.
All those kind of cool summer brands are just nailing dresses.
Yeah. It's got a bit of LA in there, and yeah, it's lovely. Anyway, I think well done, Beulah, for their spring summer 17. So let's talk about Amelia Freer and her new book, Nourish and Glow, The 10-Day Plan. What's that all about?
So it's her new book. Her last one did so well. I mean, I can't tell you how many of my friends have her book and kind of religiously go by it. She was famously responsible for Sam Smith's big weight loss and transformation.
I didn't know that, and that was a serious transformation.
I've heard that too. I remember her talking about that in an interview. I think the thing about Amelia is there are lots of young girls, lots of really 20-something pretty nutritionists that get big followings, but Amelia is just really gorgeous and normal and grown up, and she's about healthy attitudes to food.
But so knowledgeable. Like, this book is kind of based around that Mediterranean, like you say, normal diet. It's not fatty, it's just good, real food. Realistic food that you can actually get in the shops. Realistic food that you can actually cook at home. I'm a big fan of hers. I think she's great.
And actually, talk about realistic food, what you should buy in the shops. She's actually talking at our wellness day, and that is something she's talking about, and it's something I find quite overwhelming. Like, I know I need to buy certain foods, I know I need to start cooking with X, Y, and Z, but it's quite overwhelming to think, right, I haven't got on board with this yet. Where do I start? So she's actually me talking about, like, what are the basics that you need in your cupboards.
Yeah, because there is a million and one different types of superfood on the market, and you can't stock it all, can you?
So no, like, and it's so expensive.
It's expensive, yeah. And most people, you know, it doesn't really fit into there.
So her book is based on the concept of this positive nutrition pyramid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So the foods you need to eat every day, every week, whatever, will be in this pyramid shape. So the ones you need to eat less will be at the top, at the point, pyramid, and then it goes down and down into the bottom.
So an example of that will be something like an avocado. She will say you're only supposed to eat
half an avocado a day.
Half a day. But it's jam-packed full of incredible nutrients. It's so good for you, but at the same time, it's quite fatty. So you don't need to eat that much of it every day.
Watch the portion size.
Yeah, so she'll say, like, protein, eat 3 portions a day.
And on that pyramid, so I guess row three, where there are three boxes, is for the protein one. Yeah. And obviously you get down to vegetables, and there might be 10 boxes, so yeah. You can eat 10 portions of that. So I think it's really clever, because it's a really digestible way, excuse the pun, of knowing what volumes of things you should eat.
Yeah.
And we actually obviously did that avocado feature.
Yes, yeah. We did.
Which I think we'll talk about next time. But it did so well, and it was basically saying never eat more than half an avocado a day.
Yeah.
And it's the same with nuts. Everyone says, oh, they're nuts, they're good fats, but there's still a tipping point with all these things. And she makes that tipping point, I think, just really
clear.
Really clear, yeah. Anyway, love Amelia, and I'm thrilled she's speaking at our wellness day. So let's talk about the TV guide. Let's talk about One Born Every Minute, because I am so excited that's back. Someone said to me before I had a baby, they said don't watch anything to do with labour, there's no point terrifying yourself. Now that I know how horrendous it is, I feel like it's okay to watch.
Yeah, I've watched one episode, I think, and I was quite shocked about how
it doesn't
in depth
scare
they go.
Is it not?
No.
But you've got midwives in your family or something.
My mum's a nurse, my sister's a neonatal nurse.
Is
so
she?
Yeah. Like, I'm quite used to hearing all the gory stories and stuff, I think. I love Catastrophe. I don't know if you've ever seen the previous
series. So funny.
Oh, no! Yeah. Now, this I've not watched. Is it good?
Yeah.
It's really funny. Yeah.
And Sharon Horgan is just so funny and so real. Like,
yeah.
It's hilarious.
So, and remind me what it's about.
So, it's about this pair that meet on a night out and basically end up getting pregnant. He's from America, she's from the UK. But then they decide to come together because of this baby, and it's just about their journey as a couple, completely new couple, having a baby from the off. And it's just hilarious, the journey.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
So, but it's on, like, is it on series three or something?
Yeah, there's been a few of them, yeah.
I need to watch it. There's so many things to watch. I also just wanted to touch on the ePulsive, well, it's a competition that we're running to win 10 weight loss sessions with ePulsive. So it's sort of fascinating. That's incredible, and Roger Federer swears by it. Like, loads of top athletes use it as a way of training, but they basically say it's kind of the equivalent, a 20-minute workout with them. It's not really a workout, but a 20-minute session with them is like the equivalent to a 90-minute hardcore gym session.
Wow.
And basically, they come to your house and put you in a sort of, it's a bit like a wetsuit. It's damp. They spray it with
it's
water.
Damp.
And then, yeah, it's damp. And then they plug you into a machine. And
that's dangerous.
They basically send these electronic waves, whatever they are, through the machine to your body. And they make you do really gentle exercises. So you'll do like a sort of half squat really slowly. But because of this current that's being sent to you and into the suit, into the wetsuit, it's working your muscles way harder.
Kind of like an intense TENS machine.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So moving on to fashion and our story on bright yellow. I think yellow is a difficult colour.
I'm terrified
of
the colour yellow.
Yeah, it's a bit polarising, isn't it? And blondes are always a bit wary of yellow.
Yeah.
But I think this season is the first in a while where I've thought that's a yellow that I could do.
Yeah, because it's quite bright, it's bold, it's quite zingy.
Yeah.
And it's not too mustardy.
No,
it's sort of a really bright, it's sort of nearer pastel than it is mustard,
isn't it? But still bright.
And actually, there were some amazing pieces in that edit. So we did a bright yellow trend piece, an edit of pieces. And I thought a really great way to get on board with something like yellow, if you're not sure whether it's going to suit you, is just to do it from the waist down, so you're not putting it against your face.
Yeah, that's cool.
And there were some Zara culottes that were $19.99. Did you see those?
Yeah, Zara has some really great pieces. If you don't want to kind of blow the budget on a trend you're not sure you're on board with, Zara's probably
the place to go.
Yeah, and try it out.
But yeah, so they had some for $19.99, and they're a really nice shape. And I've actually seen them in the store. It's a really nice yellow. So if you're not sure, if you want to get on board with the trend, do it from the waist down and then just put it with like a white t-shirt or some denim.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
I don't like black with yellow. I think it's
a bit bumblebee.
Yeah, very bumblebee.
Yeah. And the other piece in that was amazing was the mango silk dress, which I actually saw, if anyone follows Pandora Sykes, which I know lots of people do, that she wore for her birthday. And I was like, that dress is amazing. I wonder where it's from. And then I saw it was in our edit that Charlotte had put together of yellow.
I saw that dress she wore on her Instagram. I had no idea it was from Mango.
No. I mean, it is 160 quid or something. It's silk.
But it's silk, yeah.
But I thought it was incredible. So if you're someone who does want to embrace the yellow trend, then I think that Mango dress is definitely worth a look. Let's talk about the White Company, who have just launched a skincare range.
This is exciting.
Yeah, really exciting. So you think of the White Company, you think kind of they're going to launch a skincare range, it's going to be quite pampering, more like candles.
Spa-like, maybe.
But actually, it's really cool. They've teamed up with DCM, who are responsible for brands like The Ordinary, Neod, which I'm absolutely obsessed with. It's like really results-driven, hard-working. We always say, like, no bullshit skincare. So yeah, it's really high performance. They've got some amazing serums, eye creams. They've got a moisturiser that doubles up as a primer.
Ooh.
So yeah, I'm really, really impressed.
And pricing, it's reasonable.
From £20.
But for high performing skincare, that's not bad.
So healthy family food tips. This is a new recipe book, a new cookbook from a nutritional therapist, Lizzie King, who actually spoke at our
parenting seminar.
Yeah, she did. And she was amazing, wasn't she? She was really knowledgeable. And this is a cookbook with just real fuss-free recipes.
Just really simple, easy to do recipes. I mean, you don't need to be good at cooking to use this book. Great for children. I mean, it's all kind of targeted towards the family, but equally, I haven't got children. And I said to Danny, when she was using the recipes, I said, please, can you put it back on my desk? Because I actually want to take this home. And it's just easy stuff that you want to do midweek.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's quite refreshing, actually, because as we were saying before, there's all these recipes, like take the Itsu cookbook, for example. Like, I can't cook anything in there because you need about 10 different Japanese ingredients.
Yeah, I know.
So nice to have a really pared back recipe book.
Yeah. I also thought her interview was really interesting, and there are some really good tips for mums, not relevant to all of our readers, but, you know, weaning children is a really stressful time, and I don't know, she just gave some good advice. And actually, one of the things she said that I thought really resonated was just not to panic and remember that if children don't like something, they're not going to starve. Yeah. Keep introducing it, keep going. Some addresses to shop before they sell out. This piece did really well.
Yeah.
And I thought what was good about this piece was that a lot of the products that we featured were available on the high street.
Yeah, such good price points. You can just buy them without thinking about it.
I think you can. I think, like, in some addresses, it's one of the things, you know, we always talk about what do you invest in. And the thing that people don't really ever talk about is summer dresses, probably because it's fun to buy new ones every year, and a lot of them are cotton.
And it's a whole outfit.
Yeah, it is a whole outfit, yeah.
Yeah.
And you, like you say, you don't really invest in them because you do buy a new holiday wardrobe every year.
So. I agree, a few new bits, but actually someone said to me once, never buy cheap swimwear, and if you don't, it will last. Well, I got married over 10 years ago, and I still wear the Eras bikinis that I bought. I remember buying them in Fennec, and they were in the sale, and they were still so much. It felt like so much money. I mean, as I said, it was 10 years ago, and I couldn't really afford to buy really expensive swimwear. I bought these two Eras bikinis, and I take them on holiday with me every year. And one's black, and it's not faded.
Well, maybe that's where I'm going wrong then.
So
I'm buying throwaway fashion. I should be investing a little bit more.
I always think the first sign that something's cheap is synthetic fabrics that it's made of, but I guess when it comes to summer dresses and they're cotton, you can buy them at Mango.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
Although, having said that, Gullhergle, is that how you say it?
I don't know how you say it.
Gullhergle, I bought one of their dresses and they are incredible if anyone's looking for a kind of.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
New summer brand that everyone hasn't heard of yet.
Yeah, they're really cool.
They're a big kind of little Bo Peep.
Little Bo Peep, that whole, you know, off the shoulder thing. I can't really imagine life before this off the shoulder trend anymore.
I know. So I have to say, when I was a teenager, my favourite top was an off the shoulder.
Me too. I remember it's from Mango. I remember it so well. It's not dissimilar to something you could buy in Mango today.
Yeah.
So ahead of
but
the trend.
But I loved it. It had that little like ruching. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, totally. Me too. But Girl Hergel is, it's kind of this year's Dodo Bar but it's on Avenue 32, it's on Matches, it's not cheap, it's not horrendous, but it is really amazing.
It's really nice, really nice.
Beautiful colours. We also did a piece on the best gyms in London.
Yes.
And I think I still haven't been to Cobox.
I love it.
I think I'm the only person in London.
I've not been.
Oh, okay. You and I are the only people in London who haven't been to Cobox.
I know, if I see one more Cobox Instagram.
But they've just opened that one, haven't they?
Yeah, in the city. Yeah.
Because it was Kings Road. And actually, I remember everyone here went. Not you and me, Astrid. Everyone else.
I haven't been with the team. I think it must have been quite a while ago, actually.
There was a big team trip that I was going to go on, and I felt really unwell. It was a Monday night, and I was like, I can't do it. But Emma and Nicole, I remember anyway, they went to the one on the Kings Road and loved it, and now regularly go back.
It is great. It's such a good workout. And it's actually really fun. Like, the class is over like that. You don't feel like, oh my god, when am I going to get to the end of this?
And apparently they're all
now workout.
And apparently they're all really hot.
Oh, the guys that work there. Yeah, they are. Seriously good looking.
So that's a good reason to go. Anyway, it's 25 quid for your first two sessions, which I thought.
Yeah, quite amazing. A good offer. Introductory offer.
That's really good, but I mean, god, it must really rack up.
Yes, it is an expensive way to work out for sure.
Yeah, really expensive, but fun now and again. I think, god, I'm not very good at switching things up a bit.
Yeah,
but
and I think it's, if you've got your regular like gym routine, you're going to do your usual stuff in a normal gym, just to do one of these fortnight or a week or whatever.
Yeah, like the Saturday weekend. Yeah, like Saturday morning and brunch. Yeah. Well, that's what people without children do anyway. Next, we're talking about fishnet socks.
Yes.
Which you thought I was going to think was bonkers.
Yeah, I think the first person I saw doing this again was Lucy Williams. It was quite a while ago now, quite a few months ago, and I did think, oh, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, me too.
But now I'm loving it.
Yeah, it came first, the tights, didn't it? And now it's the socks.
Yeah, I don't know if I've just seen it so much that I'm like brainwashed into thinking it's so nice, cool. But no.
Lots of them have worn them with Gucci loafers. I don't like that look. Personally, also with some Vetements jeans and a fishnet sock and the Dior slingbacks. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, that's the image that sticks in my mind now.
It's very Parisian, isn't it?
Have you got £600 to spend on a look? Dior slingbacks.
Yeah,
that's quite cool.
It is very cool.
So Dior, anyway. So fishnet socks, not for everyone.
No, and I was quite scared of them, but now
you've been
wearing them. Yeah,
they looked cool.
Yeah. I actually really like them popping out the top of a boot or something like that. I think they're nice. Like,
I think you want to go quite dead simple with everything else. Yeah, like, if you're going to do a fishnet sock, don't do any other, like, you know.
A big trend, yeah.
Yeah, no, you look cool. You had it, like, paired back, which is the tee or something.
I loved them.
Let's move on to a guide to painkillers. Now, this was a feature that I really wanted Tor to write because I am terrible with painkillers. I don't know why I started thinking about it, but god, I take three sometimes.
Which is really bad.
You said that the other day. I was like, yeah. Georgie, you can't do that.
Killing your liver.
Well, my dad takes three all the time, but he's quite a lot larger than I am. But I know it is terrible, isn't it? And when I said that out loud, I really got the guilt. But just occasionally. But this was so interesting because I'm a real ibuprofen. I'll take ibuprofen for anything.
Me too.
And I learned so much from this piece, headaches are best treated with paracetamol, whereas a back pain or an injury is better with ibuprofen. And what I thought was really interesting is that a stomach ache should never be treated with a painkiller because it can irritate the stomach.
Yeah.
Duh. But of course. Like, why have I never thought of that?
But we are just so programmed.
Yeah, we are, aren't we? And we'd pop them like they're vitamins.
Yeah.
Although with period pain, so that doesn't come under stomachache, period pain.
No, no.
She said anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen, because which is what I would take.
Yeah.
The other thing is branded. Like, why would you spend money...
I'm such an advocate for this. Like, I'm telling all my friends all the time, don't take branded painkillers. It is a waste.
It's a waste. And they're just full of horrible things like caffeine and
stuff.
Yes, that's what they said. Apparently, Nurofen Plus, which I only discovered from this brilliant article that Tori wrote, Nurofen Plus, all the plus means is more caffeine, which is a really good thing to know because I would never have known that. But yeah, anyway, do not spend money on Nurofen. You can buy ibuprofen for a sixth of the price. And the other thing I thought was really interesting on this is that she does believe that herbal painkillers work because pain is a perception of the brain. Da, 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 da. So we should all, you know, feed people placebos. And we also did a piece on ASOS shopping tips, which did really well and obviously really resonated with our readers, because it is just a complete minefield, isn't it? Shopping on ASOS.
I mean, every day this office gets at least one ASOS delivery, but it also has at least one ASOS return.
I feel like there are more pickups than that.
That collection man, yeah.
So yeah, people are obviously struggling when it comes to navigating.
But there were some really good tips, like I thought searching for the kind of words that are going to generate the stuff that you're looking for, like searching for a silk dress or cashmere or jacquard or whatever it is. I thought that was a really good tip. I quite often search silk on a site like ASOS.
Instead of just slip dress or short dress.
Yeah.
And also specific.
Yeah, exactly. Search for a silk slip or something and then you won't get the 15 quid ones. And there were other tips like... filtering by size.
I always do that.
Do you? Yeah.
There's nothing more disappointing than finding something you love, clicking on it, and finding there's only, you know, a size 12 instead of your size or whatever.
Yeah, I don't, but actually now I think about it, so often on ASOS I see something great, but it's not there in my size.
Especially if you're looking for something really specific, like a dress for a wedding, and then you realise it's not there.
Especially if it takes you hours to find
And then you just linger on that thing that you would really have liked. Also, ASOS are terrible at leaving stuff that's out of stock.
Online, and it's only
in a size 4 online, aren't they?
Yeah.
So that was good. That was a good tip. Also knowing the brands, like ASOS White Collection, for example. And they have some really cool US brands on ASOS as well.
And some nice French brands as well. Like, is it Sunku that's a French brand?
Oh, I don't know.
Sunku.
Maybe that's an American one. But there was a French, really lovely like Parisian brand that we did a...
French brands like Sunku, it says here.
Yeah, they do really nice stuff. Like, kind of like Yves Bermerant-esque, but for a fraction of the price.
Oh, Sunku, you might even check that out after this. And also the other tip that really resonated with me, that really stuck out for me, was using their social media and searching the hashtag As Seen On Me.
Yeah, that is good.
Because then you see the cool, like, Instagram-worthy pieces.
And how they've been styled. It gives you a bit of inspiration how you can actually wear some clothes, which is nice.
Yeah.
And if people haven't heard of it, they really need to buy ASOS Premier because...
Do you use that?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to.
You have to, yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
I don't have that. But I don't buy very much at ASOS.
It's $9.99
for year. And you get next day delivery, free returns. Yeah.
I mean, you've made your money back.
Yeah.
On the first order or first couple of orders,
It's amazing service.
Mine ran out the other day. I was like, where's the next day delivery?
So
I just added to basket immediately.
Anyway, pink and green interiors. I love this look.
Me too. It's kind of everywhere at the moment.
Yeah.
It's that kind of like retro... a touch of 70s about it, but done in just a modern way.
I'm not sure if I was starting again whether I would make parts of my home pink and green, but I love pink interiors. Like, I love the pink velvet trend. I love that May.com collection of pink velvet.
They've
been really clever,
and loads of places are recreating it. Like, have you been to Restaurant Hours?
Yes, I have.
The toilets are really cool with the pink tiles.
Yeah, really cool. Pink metro tiles, aren't they?
Yeah, and the palm print. I think it's House of Hackney palm print wallpaper.
Yes, I'm struggling to picture it, but I know that I Instagrammed it because it was really cool.
I think everyone in London has Instagrammed that.
That loo.
Actually works really well in small spaces this trend, doesn't it?
Yeah, really nice in Dancers Loo.
Yeah.
Dancers Loo is always a good place to experiment with a new interiors trend. So our penultimate thing to talk about is oils for oily skin, which is something, I mean, God, whenever I had bad skin as a teenager, you'd kind of dry it out with the most alcohol-rich acne product you could find. I remember at school, we used to go and see the school nurse, and we managed to get her to prescribe us this sort of, it's sort of an alcohol lotion with a pat. I mean, what it did to our skin, I dread to think. But so interesting to read about the power of oil for oily skin.
For combating oily skin.
Who would think?
Yeah.
It's a complete myth to do otherwise.
Yeah, it does work. I mean, I recently got really scared from one of our events about exfoliating by Amanda Harrington. She was like, don't do it, you're going to end up with massive pores in your 30s. So I've stopped, and I do have sort of complex skin, oily to dry in different areas. And now I've started just doing like a glycolic pad and an oil, and it's changed my skin so much.
Really?
I feel actually pretty confident in my own skin without makeup. I never used to. I used to be really conscious of it.
Red patches. And you think it's that combination?
100%.
And what oil are you using?
At the moment, I'm using the Neal's Yard Tonic Oil, but I really, really want to try the Elemis Superfoods one. I've heard good things about that.
Oh, I think I've got some on my desk, haven't I?
I really want to try that.
I was reading that if you do suffer from acne, that lavender, ylang ylang, eucalyptus, any of those ingredients have anti-inflammatory properties. Mm. So I guess that does make sense. The one that I know of that's supposed to be really good is the Declior one. And actually, anything Declior gets a thumbs up from me. And that's supposed to be great for problem skin.
Yeah.
So let's finish with Silver Brogues, because that was one of the best performing pieces of the week. And interestingly, we featured Silver Brogues a year ago, wasn't it?
A year ago, yeah.
It was a while ago. Yeah. And it was off the back of Prada having done them.
Stella McCartney,
exactly. And I think there was a high street brand that was doing a version, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And I remember...
Zara's been doing them for a few years.
Have they?
Yeah. People just weren't ready for it.
They weren't ready,
they were still very fashion, very... Because the Stella ones are really fashion. They've got that big, thick wedge. Big.
But move on a year and things were completely different.
Yeah.
And I guess part of that's down to the fact that Stradivarius, which for those that don't know it, is Zara's kind of younger, even more affordable sister. Russell and Bromley, I mean, they're still quite expensive.
Yeah.
Zara, of course. And I think somewhere like Primark or Matalan.
I think it was Matalan. Yeah, I've heard someone say this as well.
Yeah, have done a really amazing pair. And obviously Trini, who we love at Sheer Luxe, who spoke on Fashion Day, was there in her Silver Brogues waxing lyricals, I think.
Yeah, I think she had 12 pairs.
I know.
Did she?
Yeah, something like that. She was like, I've got them in so many like guises.
She loves them.
So I think everyone in the room trotted off and bought their Silver Brogues.
Yeah, definitely.
And it seems like those that weren't at the Fashion Day are following suit.
Mm.
So Silver Brogues, if you don't own a pair, you better get off to Matalan. And that's all for now. If you have any comments, feedback or questions, do please email us podcast@sheerluxe.com. See you next week.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.